Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, on this Thursday morning, of course, it's time for us to find out what's happening around Stark County. And we have on our WHBC Newsline right now, Commissioner Richard Regula. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pam. I bet you're glad that football is back.
I am.
Sunday afternoons.
Yep. You know me. I love my football. There's no doubt about that.
And I can't wait till the Browns play the Steelers again.
On Halloween. It's going to be on Halloween, Richard.
That should be a party.
Well, so as commissioners need to go and change trick-or-treat, because nobody's going to trick-or-treat during the Browns-Steelers game, right?
Well, that's true. But October 31st is the official day of trick-or-treating in Stark County. So if you want to get anything changed in the city of Canton, you'll have to call up Mayor Burnaby. He always likes to move the date around so he can get more candy.
So he can go to all different places, huh? Yeah, I know. I've seen him do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, so let's go to the business at hand here and fill us in on what's going on around the county. Let's start out with a meeting yesterday. Did you have a meeting yesterday?
Yeah, we had our department head meeting. And, you know, one of the things when I came back to county government in 2012 that I learned from Commissioner Creighton and Commissioner Burnaby when it came to hiring department heads. We hired 9 out of the 13 department heads in my first 2 years, I think it was when I came back in 2012. And one of the things they taught me was to take the politics out of hiring. You post every position. You don't hire friends and relatives. There are people that pounded signs for you. You do an exhaustive search to find the best people possible. And so every month, we have a monthly update from our department heads. Michael Kimball, who is our HR director, he came from the city of Barberton. He's been instrumental in helping all the departments throughout the county when it comes to hiring, when it comes to medical leave and that kind of things. And we now truly have a professional HR department in Stark County. Debbie Forkus, who is the head of Jobs and Family Services, she came to us. She was head of an agency in Virginia, I believe it was, and she came to us, and she's done an outstanding job at Jobs and Family Services, and she pointed out they had a back-to-school program that they gave out $852,000 worth of clothes. They serviced, helped 1,900 families and 4,200 children in this past month, getting people ready to go back to school. Tim Warsberg, Tim is our longtime EMA director. He does a tremendous job out there. He talked about some of the training and things that they're going through. And there's a generator that's being put in for the EMA, and Tim does an outstanding job at the EMA. Jim Troike, who is the head of our sanitary sewer department. Jim came to us from, I believe it was either Hudson or somewhere. And he's done an outstanding job. We're using some of the ARP funding to do the number of sewer projects throughout. We have a top 10 list of neighborhoods that are currently on septics, and we're bringing sewer to them. And Jim's doing an outstanding job handling that and keeping all the projects moving forward. Sean Brown. Sean is the head of our facilities department, and a lot of things that are going on in our facilities. He's an expert on putting roofs in. I think we've done every roof in the county office building, or the county buildings, and we're finishing up the elevators in the county office building, and the coroner's office renovation is moving right along, so we're looking forward to that. Angela Cavanaugh, who is our chief building official. Angela is probably one of the best hires we made. It used to be at the building department when you submitted plans, it'd take 30 days just because they could to review the plans. When you submit plans, our current building department, they were reviewed in 1 day, 2 days tops, and that's why people know that Stark County is open for business. And Angela pointed out through, I believe, the first 8 months of the year, we have had $300 million of new projects in Stark County. And, of course, that doesn't include anything that's going on in the city of Canton. I know everybody's heard about the Amazon project that's going on at Skyland Pines, which is within the city. That $300 million compares to $150 million in 2019, which was a record year, I believe, and about $150 million in 2020. So things are moving right along, and I attribute a lot of that to Angela Cavanaugh and the building department, Jim Troike and sanitary sewer, because you have to get sewer to these facilities. So we're really moving forward in a positive direction. But the one guy I really want to give a shout-out to is John Runyon. John runs our record center, and people probably go, well, what's so important about the record center? John, and he's a two-person department. keeps track of all the records in Stark County. One of the highlights is he's working with the prosecutor's office where they're working on the criminal division of 1,998 case files with a total of 807,000 images that they have done for the prosecutor's office. They created a Google's Maps, a space for the record center for customers to see information, be able to contact us, and we had 431 views in August. And John, he's probably the longest-serving department head in Stark County, and John just does an outstanding job. He's one of the leading leaders of record centers throughout the state of Ohio. So I just, you know, that they make my life and the board's life a lot easier. And then, of course, we hired Brant Luther as our county administrator.
Right.
And Brant does an outstanding job. And then Chris Nichols, who is our budget director. And Chris, you know, we used to budget just day to day or year to year. And now with Chris, we project things out 5 years. So we stay within our guidelines. And we, you know, that's why that county is in such great shape financially.
Yeah, a well-oiled machine. Now, I need you to tell me a little bit about this solar farm. What's the story here on the solar farm?
Well, Bob Nowell from Regional Planning came in on Tuesday, and we had a work session. Samsung is proposing an 800-acre solar farm in Washington Township, I believe it is. And, you know, it's kind of intriguing, I guess I would say. You know, everybody's heard a lot about solar energy and wind energy, and the fact that the state passed Senate Bill 52, which kind of sets the guidelines and who has the authority over the siting of these sites, I guess I would say. And it hasn't been signed by the governor yet, but it's exciting stuff. And, you know, I've heard of more residential going to solar because there's some tax incentives. Tractor Supply that's building a million-square-foot warehouse in the old county farm, they're going to be completely solar. So this proposal is there's about seven parcels. It's about 800 acres, and to put solar panels in, and they would actually feed back into the grid. And the big benefit for the local townships and school district is much like the pipelines and much like when these substations go in, they pay X amount of dollars directly to the school system. So it can be a benefit to everybody, but we just want to make sure that we do it the right way, that it doesn't negatively impact neighborhoods. And so there's more discussion to come when it comes to solar farms and wind farms.
Any idea when this is, they're thinking of getting this started or anything like that?
Well, I think they want to get started before October. I think they want to probably try to get ahead of the regulations of Senate Bill 52 so they'd be grandfathered in. But there's more to come. I know Bob now is going to probably reach out once again to Samsung and the township trustees, and we'll learn more as this project moves forward.
All right, Richard, lots of good stuff. We appreciate you coming on this morning, sir. Have a good one.
Thanks, ma'am.
Pam Cook and Canton's Morning News.
We want to hear from you.
I like that it's local.
This is the right place.
Live from the downtown Canton studios of WHBC.